Bowled in! What a ripper! Hello and welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast with Neil. Today we're going to be talking about the two-match T20 series between South Africa and Ireland. This is just before South Africa play the test series, which starts in a couple of weeks, or maybe a week and a half if you want to do your maths correctly, against England. So, and also they're just trying to build their depth and see how they and get some good preparation as well heading into the big T20 World Cup as well, like every other team in the world right now pretty much who has qualified for that T20 World Cup later this year. So they want to get their combinations right, see how their teams how their team's depth is, and also get the right team for that big tournament. So does Ireland as well. And Ireland haven't had a good couple of T20s in recent times, so they'll want to really perform well against South Africa, who are really looking good for the T20 World Cup. And also they want to build some depth as well and improve on that their recent performance in T20s, which wasn't too good against New Zealand. They lost that series 3-0 and didn't really play too well in either of the matches. There were a few good moments, but not many good moments for the Irish in that T20 series against New Zealand that concluded recently. But anyways, on to the two-match T20 series against between South Africa and Ireland. This was a day-night match, and this match took place at Bristol, which is in England, basically. So the county ground in Bristol, first of two T20s. It was a day-night T20. South Africa batted first, and they won the toss and elected to bat first. Reza Hendricks, superb once again. He scored 350s in the T20 series against England, was the player of the series there, and he carried that form on into this T20 series as well. Another half century, that's his fourth T20 international 50 in a row. 74 or 53 balls, 10 fours, 1-6, set the platform for the South Africans to just go ballistic and post a really big score of 211 for 5 of 20 overs, and they went at a run rate of 10.55 runs and over. Also, Aidan Markram, superb. He's continuing some good form that he's shown in T20 internationals as well in recent times, and even in ODIs, 56 of 27 in this first T20 international, 2 fours, 5 sixes, strike rate of 207.40. Good stuff from him. And Dwayne Pretorius at the end, 21 not out off 7 balls, 3 fours, 1 6, strike rate of 300. Good impact from those two. Short, brief innings, but huge impact on the game. And they got their team to a massive total of 211 for 5 off 20 overs, and they scored at a run rate of 10.55 runs and over. Pick of the bowlers for the Irish, though, wasn't really a good performance from the Irish with the ball, was Gareth Delaney, 2 for 31 off 3 overs, economy rate of 10.33 runs and over, 6 thought balls, didn't concede a wide or an extra. A wicket apiece for Josh Little and Andy McBride. Little was the most expensive bowler for the Irish. Andy McBride, 1 for 12 off 2 overs, economy rate of 6 runs and over, 4 dot balls, didn't concede a wide or an extra, so he was superb with the ball. Most economical bowler for the Irish by far. And Josh Little was picked up figures of 1 for 55 off 4 overs, economy rate of 13.75, very expensive, 5 dot balls, and conceded 3 wides as well. He conceded 3 wides, so not the best performance from him with the ball, despite getting the one wicket off Tristan Stubbs, who was also pretty good as well. 24 off 11 balls, 3 fours, 1 6 to him. And in reply, Ireland had to chase 212 from 20 overs. They finished on 190 for 9 off 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 9.50 runs and over. Star of the bat was Lorcan Tucker, the wicketkeeper, 78 off 30 eight balls, seven fours, five sixes, strike rate of 205.26. Marvellous innings from him. And George Dockrell, 43 of 28 balls, 30, and also two fours, three sixes, strike rate of 153.57. Really good stuff from George Dockrell, who's proven to be a valuable all-rounder for the Irish now. Started off as solely a left-arm orthodox spinner who could bat a bit, but now he's a proven all-rounder for the Irish. And, yeah, Ireland ended up losing the game by 21 runs in the end. And like I mentioned, they finished on 190 for 9 off 20.5 off 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 9.50 runs an over. Pick of the bowlers for the South Africans was Keshav Maharaj, 2 for 29 off 4 overs. Corner rate of 7.25 runs an over. 7 dot balls, didn't concede a wide or an extra. So good stuff from Keshav Maharaj. And he was the most economical bowler as well for South Africa as well. 2 for 37 or 4 overs for Tabraiz Shamsi. A corner rate of 9.25 runs and over. 8 dot balls. Expensive in this game, but he picked up 2 wickets. Continues his wicket-taking form in the last couple of games he's played. And also 2 for 36 of 4 overs for Wayne Parnell. A corner rate of 9 runs and over. 13 dot balls to him, so a little expensive, but he picked up 2 wickets as well. And a wicket apiece for Lungi Ngidi and Dwayne Pretorius. And that was that, really. Reeza Hendricks getting the Player of the Match Award, a Man of the Match Award. South Africa taking a 1-0 lead. Can they clean sweep the Irish, or will the Irish pull off an upset and level the series? Just kind of like what they did last year in the ODI series against South Africa, where they ended up finishing the series 1-1 and pulled off an upset. Can they do it again? Well, unfortunately, the second T20 international against South Africa, which was also a day-night T20, South Africa won this game by 44 runs and clean-swept Ireland 2-0. So South Africa finished on 182 for 6 off 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 9.10 after Ireland won the toss and elected to field first. And, top scorer for South Africa was Reeza Hendricks once again. Didn't quite get the 50. It would have been his fifth 50 in a row for South Africa and T20 internationals, but 42 of 40 balls, 6 fours to him. Fifth score in excess of 40 in T20, so that's really good stuff from him either way. Struggled a bit in this game, though, unfortunately, but couldn't quite get going. But very valuable contribution from Reeza Hendricks and helped provide support to the likes of Aiden Markram, Heinrich Klassen, and Captain David Miller as well, who went ballistic, as well as Dwayne Pretorius as well. All four batsmen that I just mentioned, besides Reeza Hendricks, all of them reached double figures. So, and they all played really well and got South Africa to a good total. Second highest score for South Africa was Heinrich Klassen, 39 off 16 balls, 5 fours, 2 sixes. Aiden Markram, 27 off 10 balls, 1 4 3 sixes. David Miller, the captain, 32 not out off 20 balls, 1 4 3 sixes. And Dwayne Pretorius, 17 off 7 balls, 2 fours, 1 6. So good cameos from those four batsmen that got South Africa to a really good total of 182 for 6 off 20 overs. And they went at a run rate of 9.10 runs an over, like I mentioned. Pick of the bowlers for South Africa was Gareth Delaney once again. 2 for 24 off 4 overs, economy rate of 6 runs and over, 12 dot balls, conceded 1 wide. Other than that 1 wide, really good performance from Gareth Delaney. And a wicket apiece for Andy McBride, Mark Adair, Barry McCarthy and Josh Little, who was the most economical bowler this time around. For the Irish, 1 for 20 off 4 overs, economy rate of 5 runs and over, 11 dot balls, didn't concede a wide or any extras at all. So, brilliant stuff from them. The rest of the bowlers, the other three bowlers besides Josh Little and Gareth Delaney, copped massive pacing. Absolutely hammered all over the park by the South African batsmen. Ireland in reply had to chase 183 off 20 overs. They were bowled out for 138 in 18.5 overs, and they lost the game by 44 runs. Top scorer for Ireland was Harry Tector, 34 of 31 balls, 3 fours to him. Second highest scorer was Barry McCarthy, batting at number 10, 32 off 19 balls, 3 fours, 2 sixes to him. And he was the last batsman to be dismissed after an excellent cameo. And also, the other two batsmen to reach double figures for Scott for the Irish was Paul Sterling, the captain, 28 off 16 balls, 2 fours, 2 sixes. And Curtis Kiemfer, 19 off 17 balls, 1 four, 1 six. Other than that, 2 ducks, 1 golden duck, and that of Lorcan Tucker, who was excellent for Ireland in the last game. This time he got a golden duck. Shows you how cricket can be a cruel game at times. One day you're really high, and then the next day you're struggling. So you get out pretty cheaply for a golden duck. And Andy McRyan, Andy Balbirnie's just having a really tough time at the moment with the bat. His form's really concerned for the Irish, especially heading to some big couple of months for the Irish cricket team as well, with huge fixtures as well. And also, so 3 ducks in total. Gareth Delaney also got a duck as well, second ball duck. So an 8 ball duck for Andy Balbirnie, a golden duck for Lorcan Tucker, the wicketkeeper, and a second ball duck for Gareth Delaney. And then the other batsman reached his single digit scores, but just could not quite get on with it, unfortunately, for the Irish. And that was that, really. In the end, Ireland bowled out 438 in 18.5 overs. They went at a run rate of 7.32 runs an over. Pick of the bowlers for South Africa was Wayne Parnell, 5 for 30 off 4 overs. Man of the match as well, superb bowling performance from him. Economy rate of 7.50 runs an over, 11 dot balls. Didn't concede a wide or an extra, superb stuff from him. Dwayne Pretorius, 3 for 33 off 3.5 overs. Slightly expensive, 8.60 runs and over. That was his economy rate. 9 dot balls, conceded 2 wides, but other than that, he was okay with the ball. Picked up quick wickets, though, as well, and cleaned up the tail as well at the end. And that concludes the... That pretty much ended the series. A brief 2-match T20 international series between South Africa and Ireland. Wayne Parnell, man of the match in that second T20 international match, and player of the series once again. For the second series in a row, Reeza Hendricks was the player of the series for South Africa in a T20 international series. So good stuff from him. And South Africa win the series 2-0. And Reeza Hendricks, another really good series with the bat for him. And that concludes the series as well. So that concludes the podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in, guys. Stay safe wherever you are in the world. And until next time, it is bye for now.
Bowled him! What a ripper!
Destroys the stumps.